啊，今天有讲义了嘛？哈。
So we have the text today, right, in front of you.
我们上一次才讲一句，无念为宗啊。
Last time we only got to one verse, which is "No thought is the principle." That's as far as we have gotten last time.
我们今天看看前面这一行，看能不能讲完呢、啊？对，第一行啊，第一行是第二行可以讲。
Let's see if we can move further this time and cover a few more phrases.
啊，接下来我们先讲无咒为本，正方为体，内有为用。
So next we're going to talk about the uncreated is the foundation. True emptiness is its essence. Wondrous existence is its function.
无念可能也可以讲说它的一个特质，那无作事实上也可以讲说也是它的特质、啊、
Both no thought and uncreated could be considered as one characteristic of the mind.
那是什么东西的特质？就是我们的心性啊，就是我们说佛心啊，或是真心，或是真如都可以讲、啊、
So characteristics of what? Characteristics of the true mind, the nature of the mind, or sometimes we often call it the true mind, true suchness, or the Buddha mind.
啊，真心本来它本身是无相的，那无相自然就是无念啊。
The true mind is formless. Formlessness is also the same as no thought.
但是我们的经验里面都是有相，对不对？
However, based on all our experience, everything seems to have its own form, isn't it?
有相，那我们可以感知有相的那个心，有相还是无相？
那个心是无相。
So even though we perceive phenomena as having forms, how about that mind? The mind that has ability to be aware of the phenomena, is the mind form? Does it have a form, or is it also formless?
我现在做一个，啊，就是，啊，是有声音，对不对？那。声音完了以后没声音，对不对？那你心，听到有声音，也听到没声音，对不对？那声音是有相的，对不对？那没声音可能叫做没相吧，啊。可是你能听的，有相还是没相？
So let me give you a demonstration. Let's say, if I snap my fingers.The snapping sound, it has a form, right? The form of the sound. But then after I snap the finger, then there's silence. You could say that the snapping sound has a form, but how about the silence? Does it have form or no form? Some people may call it no form. But what about the mind that's able to perceive that snapping sound and perceive that silence afterwards? Does the mind have form or no form?
那再问一次哈。你认知啊，听到声音嘛哈、啊，心听到声音啊，心可以辨识声音啊，可以认知声音。那声音可不可以有没有认知功能？声音本身。
Another example that your mind has the ability to hear the sound, has the ability to make distinction, to recognize the sound. So the mind has this ability. But how about the sound?Can the sound recognize the mind? Can the sound make distinctions of the mind?
不行，对不对？啊，同意了哈。
No, right? Now you agree, right? That the sound cannot recognize the mind.
所以是你的心啊，你的心具有辨识功能啊，不是声音有辨识功能，对不对？
So it's the mind that has the ability to make distinctions, right? It's not the sound. Do you all agree?
好，现在再来了哈。
I agree, but how do we really know?
Your mind knows.
sound can understand?
How do we really know that sound can? We're like assuming that it just can't know. No?
Yeah, it is. Your mind here, this is your mind.
There?
This is your mind, sound. So I speak, the sound is your mind.
刚刚的问题是说，我们是这么说，可是一切都似乎只是我们的我们的假设。那我们怎么样才能够真正的知道那个声音是没有办法辨识心的呢？我们能够确定吗？
至少你不会把声音当成你的心了，对不对？
But at least you shouldn't take the sound as your mind. You can make that distinction, can't you?
Okay, that 对啊、that makes sense. Yeah. 好，再来啊哈。我们的心可以辨识我们的念头的内容，对不对？啊，那你心里面没有想法，你也可以辨识，对不对？
So another example, the mind has the ability to recognize the content of your thought, right?And even there's no content, you're not thinking about anything, but the mind also knows that you're not thinking anything, right?
好，再问一个问题哈。心既有辨知能力，念头被你辨识的念头，那个相有没有辨知能力？
So the mind has the ability to recognize, to make distinction of the thought, but how about the content of the thought itself?It has a form, but does this thought have the ability to make distinctions of things?
No.
Probably not.
I don't say absolutely not.
How can we speak on behalf of the thought?
我们还是没有办法绝对的知道，因为我们没有办法，这个念头它在想什么，我们不知道。
不是，我现在是讲，就是念头在想什么，说念头本身是不是你的心？念头那个像是不是你既有辨知能力，还是你的心可以辨知念头
？But is the thought your mind? The thought, the form of that thought, does it have the ability to know your mind?
如果你的念头也可以辨识，那里面你有好几个心了，对不对？
If your thought has the ability to recognize things, then that means you have multiple minds.
那可能你是被附身的。
In that case, it may mean that there are spirits that's
dialogue with you.
That's lodging into your body, other spirits.
No. 好，那我讲这个做什么呢？但是在我们生活经验。被辨识的，被辨识的相，对不对？念头的内容，还有被我们看到的这个相，都是没有辨知能力，对不对？不应该是我的心，对不对？或是不应该讲是我，但是我们是会把相当成人。
But so why am I talking about all these? So usually, the fact is, when we perceive things, when we perceive a thought, or the content of the thought, or we see things, these things contain forms. But none of these has the ability to be aware of the mind, so they should not be equated to the mind itself.However, we fail to make that distinction, and we often grasp onto things with forms and think that's the mind itself.
我说我很有爱心，我很诚实啊。我有爱心，这是一个相，是不是？是被你辨识的，对不对？ 所以你在讲这句话的时候，你是把那个有爱心这个相当成我，是不是？
So let's say oftentimes people will say, "Oh, I have a very loving heart," or "I'm a very honest person." All these things are merely forms, right? The forms of the matter of this person having a loving heart, but instead of recognizing it, we tend to attach the notion of self to all these forms and thinking that this person with loving heart is myself.
在我们日常生活当中，很多是，比如说我失业了，对不对啊？失业这一个想法，是不是被你变质的一个相？但是你会把这个相当成你，对不对？
Another example, sometimes we say, "Oh, I just got laid off." Getting laid off and losing the job, it's a phenomenon. This phenomenon has a form. But again, we fail to recognize it, and then we think that it is I who have lost the job, who have been laid off.
你的想法会有一个失业的想法，可是变知能够感知失业想法，这个心会不会失业？
So the phenomenon is that you may have lost your job, so this thing has a form. But how about the mind that has the ability to recognize this thought of being laid off, being losing a job? Can this mind lose its job?
所以说，如果说你认为你失业了，你一定要把辨识的心认为是我，然后被辨识的失业这个想法也认为是什么？是我。
So in order for the statement "I lost my job" to be constituted as fact, that necessarily means you have mistakenly taken the phenomenon of losing job, the form of losing job, the thought of losing job as the self.
那你又找到工作了，结果有工作这个相又是你，对不对？
And then let's say you found a job, so then again the form, the phenomenon of finding a new job, it becomes you again, right?
不是哈，所以同样的，我很漂亮。漂亮是不是一个想法？那现在又不漂亮了，是不是？
It shouldn't be, right? So, or sometimes people feel, "Oh, I'm so gorgeous," or, "Oh, I'm no longer pretty." Aren't these all just thoughts, or are they you?
这个想法的这个想法，它本身是一个像，对不对？它有辨识能力吗？
没有，
没有，对不对？漂亮的像。漂亮这个一个想法，或是不漂亮这个想法，都是一个像，但是我们日常生活当中是能辨识的心是我，然后被辨识的像也当成我。
So the thought of having a job, not having a job, these are thoughts, and it has the form of thought, and same as being beautiful or not, or losing one's beauty.Those are also thoughts and has a form of thought. But oftentimes what happens is we take these forms, these thought forms as the self.
好，再来就是我不漂亮，那我要去拉皮啊，去把眼睛割什么，双眼皮，然后把鼻子弄得什么挺一点，对不对？挺高。这些全部都是什么想法，对不对？都是像，对不对？但是在我们的认知过程当中，你全部把它当成是我，对不对？
So let's say if I feel that I'm not attractive enough, so I decide to undergo plastic surgery to make my eyes bigger or make my nose taller, higher. All these, the thought or the act, these are all forms. But in our process of thinking or recognize being aware of things, we don't realize these are forms of thought.
这样我们就是叫做有念，就是说你那个真心认知的心，这时候有没有念头？没有，但是你一直把你的想法 当然是你，那就叫有念。
So this erroneous way of functioning is called containing thoughts instead of no thought. Because these thoughts are merely forms, they are not the mind itself. But if you think that they are the self, then that's no longer the state of no thought.
但是你不管你把你的想法当成你或是不当成你，你那一只辨识的心会不会因为你把想法当成你，你辨识的心变成有相了？
But regardless how you make it work, whether you attach self to your thoughts, thinking the thoughts are you, or don't do it and, you know, able to actually exercise no thought. No matter what, does the mind itself change? If you attach, you think the, if you perceive the thought as the self, does the nature of the mind change? Does it become thought-containing or is still no thought?
然后你把你的想法漂亮啊事业啊什么当成是你叫做当成是你叫执着。
If you think that these thoughts of I'm pretty, I'm not pretty, I have a job, I don't have a job, if you think all those are the self relating to self, then this is called attachment and grasping.
我们中文的执就是什么？当作有没有？我们把我们的念头的内容当作是我的心，对不对？
So grasping and attachment really means to mistakenly take the content of your thought as your own mind.
所以请问你，你什么时候迷执着？你什么时候迷执着？
So let me ask you, when would it ever that you become free from attachment?
所以就是先要懂，执着到底在讲什么。就是执着你把被你感知的相认为它是什么你的心它具有感知作用
So to break away from attachment you have to first correctly understand what attachment is So attachment really means to mistakenly take the forms of your thoughts or take the forms of whatever phenomenon as your mind itself
所以当你浮出一个啊，我不漂亮，我很漂亮，我很穷，我很富。你要知道，那个都不是你，都不是你啦，都是你的想，这是一个相。
So whenever the thought comes up that oh I'm pretty or I'm ugly, I'm rich or I'm poor, you have to realize that none of these are you. These are all merely a form of your thought.
那我们现在就要回到那个无相。以那个无相的心就是要回到无相的心就是既有认知但是它有无相的要回到那个地方叫无念为宗、啊、
So what we are trying to do is to return to the formlessness to be able to have the ability to be aware to perceive at the same time not being attached to any form and that is what it's called no thought is the principle
如果你把 你的想法把你所看到的东西当成是你又是当成是别人这叫有念为宗
But if you take your thoughts or whatever you see take the forms of things that you perceive as the self then it's not no longer no thought is the principle instead it's having thought becomes the principle and that will be erroneous
啊、接下来是无作为本就是我们这一个现在知道相没有认知的能力对不对我们要回真的是把心、当成心那怎么样 回过来就是无作就这个心本身是没有造作、啊、
So now we understand that thoughts are they have the form but it's not the mind itself So how do we reverse the process that will be to the uncreated is the foundation
如果我们同意说你所想的念头不管是什么相、都不是你的心 那我们现在这时候要什么？我们就说回来哈，不要把它当成是我，那要回来，回到这个心的本质。那这边就要讲说，怎么样回来心的本质？他现在形容这个心的本质有哪一些特征？
So to understand that thoughts are merely forms, they're not the mind itself, then how do we come back? How do we reverse the process? And this tells you how the uncreated is the foundation.
有没有看过这个狗追尾巴？就小狗，有没有？
小狗
一直追尾巴，有没有？
Have you ever seen a puppy or a dog chasing its tail?
你想最高就可以追到。
How long do you think it's going to take for the dog to be able to finally catch up with the tail?
啊，追不到哈。那我们在你在那一个要想把链头拉回来的话，很多时刻你可能会变成你在裹在什么追尾巴哦。
So the answer is probably never, right? The dog will never be able to catch its tail. Similarly, if we undergo the process of trying to undo our thinking, we may be exactly like that dog chasing its own tail.
你说我不要想了，这时候会不会停下来？
You can give rise to this thought, oh, I'm going to stop thinking now. Are you able to really stop thinking this way?
因为你本来是想一大堆，你现在突然间又浮出一个我不要想的想，是不是？
Because originally, perhaps what you were doing was you give rise to all these myriads of thoughts, but now you decide that you're going to stop thinking, so you give rise to this thought that I'm going to stop thinking.
我有一次就打禅期，那打到最后就是一直笑，那就被师父。说把它抬进去，抬到疗房去休息。那时候念头一直涌出来，一直涌出来，那蛮难过的啊。那我就顺着念头，就是哼歌啊，但是哼一哼，也是越哼越糟糕。然后就去跟师父小餐，师父说你嘴巴闭起来，哦，然后你就躺着，然后不要。主动去听声音哈，就让什么声音进来，不主动的哦哈，这里面关键点就是你不主动的听声音，让声音进来，啊，是叫这种方法。
So once I participated in a 7-day meditation retreat, and toward the end of the retreat, my mind can start to give rise to all these thoughts nonstop. It keeps going, and all these thoughts keep surfacing.And it was very uncomfortable, and I started laughing hysterically, and I wasn't able to stop myself. So Shifu said, oh, bring this person aside to the room and let him rest a little bit. So as all these thoughts are coming up, I devised this method. I started singing along with it, but it didn't help a bit. It actually made me even more uncomfortable because the songs won't stop, and then again, the thoughts continue to flow. So I went in to have an interview with Shifu, and Shifu said, well, now first you have to close your mouth, stop, and listen to the sounds, but do not listen to sounds actively. Do not listen to all, don't actively listen. Instead, let the sounds come into you, flow through you, come in, and you simply...stay still and perceive them.
我回去以后还是想哼歌，想说哼得比较舒服这样子。结果花姐没笑，其实我没有按照师父所教的去做，所以在请求小餐。师父第二次就很不客气说：“你不要搞小餐。”然后就回去了，知道就乖乖的用那个方法啊。最后就什么，就停了。
So I went back to my seat, but instead of following him, Shifu's instruction, I felt singing was more comfortable, so I continued to sing. So again, that didn't help me a bit. That was still made me feel very edgy and uncomfortable. So I went in for another interview. And this time, Shifu was very stern with me. And he said, you know, don't you dare to come in for interview, meaning you don't even follow my instruction. So what I did was I went back to my seat and I followed what he said, which was to simply listen to sounds without actively listening. And that actually was very helpful.
第一个为什么就是说你花谢你顺着那个花谢实际上你本身就在一直在什么我们一直在取向。你不可能取向不断的取向会导致无向对不对
So the reason why my own method didn't work was in the process of having all these thoughts come up and thinking that they will gradually exhaust themselves. That's not how it's going to work because as they're coming up, you are continuously grasping onto the different thoughts. You're grabbing and attaching to all these thoughts. So the act of grasping onto these thoughts is not going to lead to non-grasping.
只有就是你的心啊，就是晃着然后让声音进来你也不要主动去听它是什么声音不要想说啊，这个声音是在左边是在右边是什么声音是鸟叫声还是飞机声等于是有点像是什么一个很脏的水你就把它晃着不要再动它了一动什么就是它永远是脏的就晃着啊，这个里面那个灰尘慢慢就会什么沉淀，那就清明了嘛。
So, 师父's method was actually to put down the mind, lay it down, and perceive all the sounds. So, as the sounds come in, I stop actively making distinctions. You don't make distinctions of, oh, that sound is coming from the north, that sound is coming from the east, or this is the airplane sound, or whatever.Stop making distinction. Just lay it down. Lay the mind down. As if you have a tub, a bowl of very murky water. And all you can do is to lay it down and let the water settle. And then after a while, clarity will come.
那么一般人面对这种念头一直浮出来的我们平常是不太会想要把它停止的
What ordinary people do on a daily basis is that when we have encountered this kind of situation where thought after thought just incessantly arise, we don't even think about stopping them to begin with.
反正你不会想停止它，晚上它一直浮出来了，你就觉得说要停止它了，对不对？
So in the daytime, we don't think about stopping them, but it becomes problematic at night.When you're trying to sleep and all these thoughts start stirring up, and that's maybe when you feel like maybe I should try to stop these thoughts.
或者是说你碰到生命一个很重大的事情，那念头一直浮出来，我说让你很难过，才想要什么？要停止它。
Or else we only think about stopping our thoughts when you encounter some very pivotal moments or something really grievous moments in life.Where these arising thoughts will cause you great pain. That's only when ordinary people would even consider stopping these thoughts.
那一般人没有方法，所以可能就是借着什么飙车啊，一飙车你就要什么，不要你的命嘛，所以你就很什么很专注，然后那个你一直漂浮的那个想法就暂时什么就停下来了啊。
But.Oftentimes, people don't have a proper method to help them stop the thought. So some people will resort to car racing or road rage, where they have to be very attentive because of the high speed. And if they're not attentive, then they could easily lose their life. So it forces their mind to focus. And consequently, the other thoughts will drop. That's one method some people may start resorting to.
我有一个菩萨他也是做生意做得很环他就去飙车他说有一次飙到200公里啊不是200 mile 等于300公里啊。
There was a volunteer here that he was engaged in business, and it was a lot of trouble for him, and his mind was very uneasy, and so he went to do car racing, and he was driving so fast that the speed went as high as 200 miles, which is about the same as 300 kilometers.
他有一次飙到200 miles 的时候，那路不是直的啊，路突然间就是什么要弯过去，哇！突然间看到前面什么两线道都是有货柜车。
So once he was doing that again, and his speed went up to 200 miles per hour, and he was driving. But then the road wasn't straight, it curved. And then also, all of a sudden, right in front of him, he saw that on both lengths, there were these trucks coming his way. In this kind of moment, do you think he's still going to have any wandering thoughts?
No.
The only thought that comes up is, oh no, you know, I'm screwed.
因为在那个时间，你是100%的专注，你在说怎么样可以什么，可以活下来啊。
In those moments, all you can do is to concentrate 100%, and all that occupies your thought is, how can I survive this?
因为在那个时间内，你可能就是从这个中间穿过，或者从旁边闪过。你要马上做决定了，因为没有时间让你想了。
You have to instantaneously make a decision, whether I should go this way or that, or go through the middle. There's no time for you to ponder.
然后那一次好像就是从两步当中什么这样撞过去啊，然后因为他告诉我是表示他没死啊，然后从此以后他不敢再什么，不敢再飙车了。
So that time, I think what he did was to go between those two trucks. And the very fact that he lived to tell me the story means that he didn't die because of that. But then he dared not to continue with what he was doing, racing the cars anymore.
可是你平常就是很烦的那个东西怎么处理？后来他就来学打坐。
But then, still...How do you deal with all those endless thoughts that's making your mind chaotic? So afterwards, this person came to learn how to meditate.
所以我们这个就是要讲说，你怎么让你的这种心停下来？一个是你已经知道了，被你想的念头不是你，可是我们基本上是一直。这样的模式一直什么？这个惯性一直在进行，怎么让它停下来
？So these phrases are exactly to tell us that. So first, you need to have the understanding that our thoughts is not the same as self. Those are merely being recognized by the mind. It doesn't represent the self. But then, since our mind operates this way for a long time, it follows a habitual pattern. So then, how do we stop this pattern? How do we stop the momentum?
然后在《圆觉经》里面有讲到四个，就是要让心停下来啊。
So in the Sutra of Perfect Enlightenment, they talk about four different methods that people have used to stop the mind.
他们叫坐、止、认、灭，不能坐、止、认、灭。
So those four methods that people have used are called contrivance.Stopping. The third one is allowing things to be as they are. And the fourth one is annihilation. But these are actually all erroneous.
做就是说你用种种的努力、啊、想让我们的心停下来，这叫做，那这个不会成功。
So the first one, contrivance, meaning that you go through all sorts of methods, you contrive different kinds of techniques to stop the mind from running amok, and this is not going to work.
那止呢，就是你用成熟方法让你的什么心停下来，要把它止息，也不会成功。
And the second one is called stopping, and it's also forcefully trying to stop the mind, and this is not going to work either.
另外一个是任，就是说好，那既然停不下来，那我就放任他，他去什么想个够这样子，这样也没办法。
And the third one is thinking that since I'm not able to stop it, then I guess I'll just let my mind do its own thing. So it's called allowing things to be as they are, and doing this is not going to help your mind to quiet down either.
然后昧就是把所有的念头什么，等于像什么像火把它烧掉，然后昧掉这样子，这也不会成功啊。
The fourth one, annihilation, is.Treat your thoughts and it, as if you are trying to douse a fire. So again, you forcefully douse your thoughts, and again, that is not going to work.
那做所谓做不能成功，就是你本身有造作的话，你等于是用动的心想让你动的心停下来，不可能。你用动的心，不可能让动的心停下来。
And going back to the first one, contrivance, where you're trying to do something to stop the mind, that's not going to work because that's, you're using a moving mind, trying to stop the mind from moving, and that is not going to work.
因为只要你有所造作，你本身已经是取相了，取相不可能让你的相变成没相。
And that is because if you are trying to create something or contriving some kind of technique, that already means your mind is grasping onto some forms. And the fact that your mind is grasping to forms is not going to allow you to reach a state of non-grasping.
那止呢？止，比如说我们心很乱，那我们把心停留在佛号上，或是把心就专注在什么？专注在呼吸上，或者像开车，把心专注在什么？开车，这个可以叫做止。可是，心是不是真的变成无相了？你的心是安住在你专注的对象上的，还是什么？还是取相的
？And the second one, stopping. If your mind is very wild and with all these thoughts, then sometimes people resort to focusing on reciting the Buddha's name, or focusing on your breathing, or in the story that I gave you, focusing on driving. All these methods will help you to stabilize your mind on one form. It will stay on the form that you have chosen, but still, it's not formless, it's not non-grasping.
但是现在我们的修行方法都是什么？先熟悉呀、啊。哦，他是说什么，就是练话头啊，就是、都是属于止。那这个是先让你乱七八糟的乱动的，先变成一个什么比较单纯的动。接下来要把这个什么放掉。
So the method we often teach people is, for instance, counting breath, or using 话头。And all these methods are helping you to gather your mind. And so instead of having a mind being very chaotic, running over different directions, at least you're able to have a more unified mind and be able to focus on one thing. But it's still grasping onto a form. So once your mind is more stabilized, then you have to let this go.
所以第二个止啊，止我们用，但是你到最后，等于是你分两道手续了。先把乱七八糟的洞，很多的洞变成一个单一的洞，或是很单纯的洞，接下来再把这一个再放掉。
And so using these methods is breaking it into two steps. First, you sort out the mind, so to speak.The mind is running all different directions, moving at different speed and rate. So you try to gather it, so control the movement to make it more organized or simplify the movement of the mind. And then once the mind is stable, we have to still let it go.
第三个就是任，你就让你的什么，你的念头这样跑。其实任有可能它会停下来，可是当你的任的时候， 你放任的时候，其实你内心有没有在取向，是有的。
And the third one is letting things be as they are. You're letting your mind run wild, let all the thoughts go on its own, follow its own pace, follow its own pattern. This method, it has the possibility of stopping the mind, but usually when we engage in this kind of activities, instead of non-grasping, our mind is still grasping onto all these different forms.
那这边的灯跟那些禅师啊的什么任应而什么而行的样子不太一样。禅师是什么？没有在跟这个外境互动，而放任他按照他的因缘法去动。
In the sutra, this kind of allowing things to be as they are, this erroneous way of doing it.Is not the same as how great Chan masters operate. The great Chan masters, they also let their mind be as they are. However, in their case, their mind is no longer interacting with external phenomena. In another sense, they're not grasping onto anything. Whereas for ordinary people, we still grasp.
也就是说，一般人的认啊，放任的认是。有一个主体的心，然后什么，然后看到客体的东西，那这两者本来就是你用主体的心去抓取客体的为我的对象，所以你放任的时候，这样的运作模式还是会继续什么进行的。
And the reason why for ordinary people this method is not going to work, letting things be.Is because when we let things be, we still maintain a subjective self as in a position to objective phenomenon. And so we're using this subjective self to grasp onto objective external phenomenon. And because of the grasping, you are continuing the pattern, so it will not be stopped. It cannot be stopped.
那个禅师他们的晃就是任应是他已经是什么主体的心跟客体的对象是已经什么一个是融合然后接下来是消融所以可以讲说客体的对象跟主体的东西已经没有什么没有界限了所以任应它不会是什么一直是主客主客主客
But why would it work?For Chan masters, for them to just let things be. Why is it okay for them? And because, that is because for great Chan masters, they no longer harbor the sense of the subjective self and objective phenomena. There's already a unification between subject and object. Furthermore, subject and object has dissolved.So the mind is no longer moving back and forth. And for them, the state of letting things be is actually the correct way.
你想怎么样？你要不要用麦克风？
你说有心的放任跟无心的放任中差别在？
对，就是我们凡夫是有我。还是有我的放任呢、啊？跟你讲说无心就是无我嘛。我们凡夫总是有一个主体的我，客体的对象，还有这样子的放任，它基本上不会变成什么无心的什么放任。
So, the question is, does that mean that essentially the distinction is, one is letting be without subject and object?Which is the right way, and the other one is letting be while you're still operating with subject and object, having an active mind.
接下来是昧啊，你昧了，把念头昧掉以后，昧了以后变成什么？变成空，对不对？是不是还有一个主理的心，然后安住在空里面？还是什么？还是有相的。
So the last one is annihilation. if you try to annihilate your thoughts, stop the thoughts, cancel the thought altogether, and then you're going to have an emptiness. But then in that case, does that mean that you're still operating under the sense of there's a subject, me, and then there's an object, emptiness? And in that case, that is still incorrect. That's still operating with the sense of subject and object. You're still attaching to forms.
你帮我们讲说什么无想啊？无想天和是无想，无想的时候是你的心安在一个无想的状态。
So oftentimes when we talk about stages of dhyana, some people go into the heaven of no thought. But in that case, does it mean that your mind is still attached to the form of no thought?
所以这个四个，你要就是要回到我们这个什么，这个我们说我们的真心啊，或什么真如啊，那就是。要离开 这四种方式，坐止认灭。
So in order for us to reverse the process and return to our true mind, the true suchness, these four approaches, contriving, stopping, allowing things to be, and annihilation, they are not going to work.
也就是说我们一般讲叫你要真的做到回光返照。
And so that means what we really have to do is to, so to speak, reverse the light and illuminate inward.
回光返照，有些人是认为就是人快要死了，又突然间哇，就是特别清醒，接下来就什么，就拜拜了。
That particular phrase of reversing the light and reflect inward, illuminate inward.It's often used when we talk about people dying. So oftentimes you will say, oh, people right before they die, there's going to be a moment of clarity, and then right afterwards they're going to die. That's not what we're talking about here.
那我们这边的回光返照是你的心本来就是去把外界的对象当成你的什么，你的心或当成你认知的对象，那你又把外在的对象当成是什么？是你，对不对？那现在就是回头过来，先去照外在的对象，你停止，不再去这样子操作，我们叫回光返照。是停下来，不是真的有个东西可以返照，因为返照那有什么东西可以返照？就停下来叫做返照。
So, but in our case, what we're trying to say is.Because what we do normally is to take external phenomena as a self, or our thoughts as a phenomenon as a self. What we're really trying to do is to stop it, to stop this reflecting outward and taking external phenomena as a self, stop the process. There's nothing to be reflect back upon. So what you're really trying to do is stopping the pattern.
啊，这个就是不能有什么坐止认灭。接下来，这个无坐另外一个意思就是心本来你它就是我们那个真如的心，本来就是什么，就是你没办法去修把它修出来的，它本来就在那边。
So that's the first level of meaning where you have to stop contriving, the method of stopping, annihilation, or letting things be, those are not going to work. That's the first level. The second level of meaning is that the uncreated is the foundation. It's referring to the true nature, true suchness, is not something that you can cultivate for.
那是不是曾经讲过是应该是一有一些禅师常常讲，就是开悟不是修出来的，如果能够修出来，那不是真正的真如。
And that is why 师父 often quotes previous Chan masters saying that enlightenment cannot be attained through cultivation or through practice. If you can attain enlightenment through practice, then it's not true enlightenment.
但是不修，它会出来。
But at the same time, if you stop practicing altogether, if you don't engage in practice, will you be able to move closer to it? No.
就是你要很认真、很认真的修修修，修到最后。就是见到你的真如以后，你才会发现说，原来真如不用修。
So the irony is that you have to engage in cultivation and practice. You have to work really hard, practice hard, and then once you keep practicing, one day you become enlightened, and then at that moment you are going to realize that, oh, actually enlightenment is not attained through practice.
也就是说，你要知道真如。不是修出来的，你要很认真的修，才知道说真的是不用修的。
In order to understand that enlightenment cannot be attained through practice, in order to understand this statement, you actually have to practice really hard to reach that understanding.
所以就是矛不矛盾
？Isn't it ironic? A paradox?
啊。因为就是原点是什么？这车子就什么？他们叫什么？狗最尾巴嘛，对，那尾巴嘛就在那边了，对，你停下来就什么？事实上连停下来都不要停，你发现根本就是从来尾巴也没有掉过啊。
So it's just like the analogy where a dog is chasing his tail. The tail has always been there, but you don't even have to stop. You know, you don't have to do anything. The tail is there. It has not gone anywhere. So that's how your true mind is.
So it's 有点像是骑着一只牛，然后去找你意识的这条牛，结果。骑了很久以后，已经发现，不是在我的屁股下面吗？
It's just like you're riding a ox, and you're riding the ox, going all over the place looking for the ox that you're riding on. And after you have gone through a long time and search high and low, and then finally you realize that, oh, the ox is right under me. I'm sitting on it.
我们现在大家正在听。听我讲经，看我讲经，听我讲经的这个心跟看我讲经的这个心，是不是同一个心？
So right now you're sitting in front of me, listening to the Dharma talk and watching me give the Dharma talk. So the mind that you use to listen and to watch, is it the same mind?
大家不回答，搞不清楚了。
People don't answer. Does that mean that you're confused?
也就是说，我们这一个真如的心，它可以看，可以听，可以什么想，可以抓抓什么，可以抓抓痒啊。那这个心，它是同一个心。
So in other words, this true suchness, this true mind, it has the ability to see, to hear, to think.To scratch yourself, even it's all the same mind.
你这样的心，有曾经消失过吗
？Has this mind such? Has this mind ever disappeared?
没有嘛，哈。可这样的心好像近在眼前，可是好像又什么，要摸又摸不到，对不对？
So this mind has never disappeared, but it's really strange where this mind seems to be right in front of our eye, yet it's so elusive.
因为我们的心一直在什么，在取向，他们叫楞严经叫攀岩啊，一直在往外取向。
And that's because the mind is constantly grasping onto external phenomena. In the Suragama Sutra, it talks about grasping onto conditions.
所以说，这个你心一直去往外取向， 没有停下来，只要停下来就什么，我们勉强要停下来是也不用停啊，就是你那个不要取向的这个部分不再这样操作，它叫做停下来。
So, the mind keeps going externally, going outward and grasping onto different forms, different phenomena. And whereas the true mind is really for us to stop the pattern. Actually, stopping is not a very accurate way to describe the process either, because there's really no stopping, that nothing that needs to be stopped. You merely have to stop the pattern of going externally and grasping onto phenomena, and that's where the true mind is.
有一种方法就是我们的心可以感知的对象，你可以看，可以听，可以感觉身体，你可以知道、听到、感觉到种种的对象，但是你不要选择放在哪个对象上。
There's one way you could try is the mind has the ability to be aware and to perceive all sorts of phenomenons. But what you can do is, even though it has the ability to perceive everything, but you do not choose. You don't dwell on any particular phenomenon that the mind perceives.
如果这样的话，你就会发觉那个心好像不停留在一个地方，好像很不自在，对不对
？If you have tried this, you'll probably feel that, you know, trying to not let your mind dwell on any particular form or any phenomenon, it actually feels really awkward and very unnatural, right?
如果你的心不停留在任何的对象上，我们叫无住哈，这个叫莫照哈。
If you are able to use your mind and not let it dwell on any particular form, that's actually called non-abiding, and you will be in fact practicing silent illumination.
那如果说你说，那我那颗心，这个真如心，然后就是不会去攀缘那个真如心是什么？啊，那我把这一个心当作无那。什么是无？如果你这样问，那我们就叫话头。
So then, if you turn that into a question and ask yourself, so this mind that doesn't dwell on anything, what is my true nature? If you call your true nature 无, and then you start asking, contemplating what is 无, then that is the method of 话头。
当你在问无的时候，你有很多东西会冒出来，因为我们本身还是会抓取这个什么，我们就是抓取种种的相。你知道这个不是，慢慢的就是什么，你这个抓取的这一个惯性，慢慢就会什么，越来越低，越来不见了。慢慢的，完全都不抓的时候，然后你的真心就发觉它不需要修。
So when you engage in asking 话头, you'll realize that all sorts of thoughts start to surface in your mind, emerge. And that is because our mind has a tendency, we have the momentum of grasping and dwelling on different forms. So after a while, if you keep asking and then realize whatever comes up is not it, and then you practice letting go, over a period of time, this...grasping tendency will gradually lessen and lessen. And one day when it stops altogether, you'll realize that the true mind just surfaces on its own. It doesn't require any practicing. It's always there.
你可能要花三十年，修三十年才发觉它不需要修，也许更长一点应该讲要六十劫，才发觉它不用修。
It may take you a while.Maybe 30 years. After 30 years, you finally realize that it doesn't require, your true mind doesn't require any cultivation to attain. But people also talk about it may take a little bit longer, maybe 60 kalpas.
我有一个比较那，我们刚才讲的是说， 在平常的生活当中，你可以从开始说，被你认知的想法，或者你自己的想法，是不是你的真心？你可以从这个开始。
There's an easier way to start a practice where in daily life you can look at your thoughts, and whatever thought arises, you could ask yourself, is this thought my true nature?
你可以先从说啊，我现在很难过，那你就问说。难过是相呢，还是我的心会难过
？For instance, you may be feeling really down right now, and you could ask yourself, so this feeling sadness is this a form or is my true mind?
你就问说哪个是我呢？是难过那个感觉是我呢，还是能够知道难过的那个心是我？这是话头。
Then you can ask yourself, is this?Emotion of sadness, is this me or is this the thing that has ability to be aware of this feeling is my true nature? Which one is it? Don't think too lightly of this. This is actually a 话头 practice as well.
那你讲说我知道不是我，可是还是很难过啊。
And you could answer yourself, I know the feeling is not me, it's not myself, but I still feel very sad.
那你可以再问了，说，哎，那知道这样的想法了，这一个是我还是刚才这个想法是被我知道的感觉？你都可以用这种方式，那个一个时间都可以用这种方式。
And then if that's the case, then you can continue asking yourself, so this awareness that just came up thatI know it's not the self, but I still feel really sad. This thought, is it a thought, or is there another mind that has the ability to be aware of the thought? So you can continue asking yourself, contemplating this way. You can do this any moment with any thought.
如果你能够这样的话，那我们生活当中一直在什么，就是顺着你的想法，然后一个念头，这个念头，这样的一个什么，一个相续的心，就会什么，慢慢的什么，越来越少。至少，你说啊，这个什么难过的是我嘛？至少你不会这样一直什么，就是什么我们叫看免费电影看的什么，至少可能你看了十分钟，至少你要这样想的话，至少被你什么，被你切掉，至少可能变成五分钟嘛，对不对？
So if you are able to practice this way, then gradually this tendency of our mind of one thought connecting to the next and then they just keep running like a string together, you can stop this flow. Because what we do every day is like as if we're watching three movies. And at least if usually the movie plays for 10 minutes, if you think like this, question yourself like this, then at least maybe you can truncate the movie to 5 minutes, to 3 minutes.And make it shorter and shorter.
但是不能只是说是你难过才用，你要看到说这个人看起来啊够讨厌的，你要问，哎，这个人看起来够讨厌的是人吗？还是我念头
？So you, but the thing is, you have to use it all the time. You can't just use it for when you are sad. So if you see someone and you think, oh, this person looks kind of, I don't know if I like this person, then.Immediately you can ask yourself, so this person, is this a real person or is it a thought?
如果这位你有在用有点心得以后，有你看到一个人，那你说这是被我看到的像还是一个人？
If you're able to practice like this, and after a while you will derive some strength from your practice, and then you'll see people, and thenyou feel like you don't like this person, then you can immediately ask yourself, is this a person that I'm seeing, or
还是我心中的像
or it's a form that surfaced in my mind.
如果你这样的话，你随时随地都可以什么看到人说，诶，我是看到我心中的像，还是看到某某某。
So if you're able to practice like this, then At all times, whenever you see people, you can ask yourself, is this really a person XYZ, or it's merely a form that comes up in my mind?
这样的话，你的真心去真如的心去把你真如心产生的对象当成什么？ 当成是一个实体，然后一直相续的，才会什么慢慢停止。
And if you're able to do it like this, then you will be able to stop this momentum. Which one momentum? The momentum of us taking the form that arises from our mind as an actual entity, an actual person or an actual object. We were able to stop this pattern, stop the mind from, stop the thoughts from connecting from the first thought to the second thought and continue on. You can stop the trend.And stop the stream of the thought.
我们顺着念头去追，就有点像是果。果就是你的心，那念头就是什么尾巴。然后你看到一个尾巴，然后再追它，又跑出一个另外一个尾巴出来，就是一直什么，第一个尾巴，然后什么再因为追它，所以跑出第二个尾巴出来了，就是同一个尾巴啊。
So what we do is the dog is like the mind itself and the thought is merely the tail. And if you try to chase the tail, then the first tail is gone and then it appears that there's a second tail. You're going to continue this process non-stop.
如果你在日常生活当中，你可以发现你在追尾巴啊，那你可能你有一天会觉得比较累，不想追了。结果如果你不认为是在追尾巴，你会追到你死还在追。
So if you are able to arrive at the understanding where what we're doing every day is we're chasing our own tail, if you have this correct understanding, then maybe a while you will finally feel, gosh, I'm tired. I don't want to chase my own tail anymore. But if you don't even have this basic understanding, then it's highly likely that you'll continue chasing your own tails for the rest of your life until the day you pass away.
大部分的时间我们不认为我在追尾巴，对不对？
The thing is, usually we don't realize we're chasing our own tail, do we?
我们不会认为那是尾巴啦，那就是他，就是这个真的那么讨厌啊，对吗？
We don't realize it's merely a phantom of a tail that we're chasing. We keep thinking that, oh, you know, it's that person that I really don't like. We take that as an actual entity.
今天我们有一个小女孩。啊，前几天我们跟他照相，有四张相片。我们说这个是不是你？他说是啊。
And today, there's a little girl here, and we a couple of days ago we took some pictures of her, four pictures we put it side by side, and we asked her, "Is this you?" And immediately she said, "Of course, that's me."
我们还是不知道怎么跟他讲。如果我就要问他，那我就拿一个。拿一个什么藤条打那个相片跟打你，看哪个会痛。
I don't know what the other masters have told her, but if it were up to me, I would take a stick and then I would whack the image on the picture and then whack the little girl and say, well, if you say that picture is you, how come it doesn't hurt? And which one feels the beating?
我不晓得婴儿什么时候就会把那个。影中的相当成他几岁开始
So I don't know when it comes to infants how old do they start to take whatever image they see in the mirror as themselves do you know
你以后你们家里面肯定有小孩你
我也
还没你要问一下
Ashu said, well, the translator has a baby, and my answer was, he's 5 months right now, and he still doesn't know the image in the mirror is himself.
开始他现在开始知道是他了。
He's starting to, maybe have an inkling, but not quite.
我知道就是动物哦，你把它就是一面镜子里面哦，那个动物会跟里面的那一个什么。老虎或者什么，他们会跟里面的什么，就是跟他互动。如果他是公的啊，两个就是要打架了啊。啊，如果他是母的话，可能就要看他的性格，可能会觉得很害羞这样子。
I know for animals, let's say if there are two male tigers looking into the one male tiger looking in the mirror, the tiger will perceive the image in the mirror as another opponent, and they will start to engage in fight. But I don't know about female tigers, whether they're also going to fight or they're going to shy away.
杨梅有个服装，他家的猫碰到镜子里面，然后就很什么，很不好意思这样子。
A volunteer said once told me that the cat in they have, when the cat sees her own image in the mirror, then the cat will feel very shy and try to run away.
所以动物就把一个没生命的东西，或是没有心的东西，当成是有心的东西，对不对？它会动而已。
So even animals do this. They would take an image that without true mind, without a mind, it's a mere image that's able to move. They will think that it's an actual entity.
所以动物叫做愚痴，对不对？
So animals are ignorant, right?
那人呢？
Well, in that case, how about us humans?
那我们人狗可以告诉你，以后下次你讲说这个是象，不是我。
Well, so after what we have told you, maybe next time you can say, well, this is merely a form, this is not me.
但是脸脏了要不要洗
？But in that case, if your face get dirty, do you still need to wash your face?
Yes. 你要告诉我说，这不是为我而洗，这是为了让人家看得舒服而洗，那不是我。
Maybe you can tell yourself that this is not me. I'm not washing it for myself. I'm washing it so that other people will feel more comfortable.
因为其他人会把我的脸像当成我，所以为了什么要跟他们结善缘啊？
Oh, and that is because even though I don't take the form as myself, other people will take the form as me. So in order to create good affinities with them, that I have to still wash my face.You still need to polish the image.
你要记住哦，你是为别人而洗脸哦。
But in that case, you have to remember that you are washing the face, your face for other people, not for yourself.
我听说有些女生啊，在房屋里面就是什么，就穿得乱七八糟了，那出去以后就穿得比较整齐一点。
I've heard that some women in their own homes they dress very sloppily, but then when they go outside they pretty themselves up.
是不是就是为别人而穿嘛，对不对？
Well, in that case, it seems that they're engaging the practice of dressing for others.
好，我们来赶紧进度，还是讲一句而已啊。
We really have to move faster, you know. We spend all this time and we've only talked about one phrase.
我这还是值得，因为它这个是浓缩的哈、哦，这是浓。
But even we are moving at slow pace, it's still necessary because it's moving at it's a concentration.
Just quickly, I mean, the uncreated is the foundation. What does why uncreated? What does that imply?
Bill 菩萨的问题是说，这边在英文是说 uncreated 无作。那
不是创造出来的。
到底什么是无作？
就是不是他是想说，就是不是创造出来的。你们这个心是上帝创造出来的吗？还是本来就有，本来就这样子的
？So uncreated is talking about it's not created by anything. So the mind, for instance, is it created by God?
No, I think I understand, but I mean that means it's permanent. The uncreated is a permanent thing.
所以这个无作是永恒的吗？
讲到永恒，一定要有什么不永恒来作为认知永恒，所以它是非永恒，然后非无常，不可讲。
If you're talking about permanence, then it's in relation to impermanence. So, so really, if this is neither permanent or impermanent.
我们通常叫做，我们叫做无始无终。
So usually, that's why we say there's no beginning and there's no end.
And this is the same, referring to the same concept that's in the Heart Sutra when it says this voidness of all dharmas is not born, not, right.
所以是不是跟那个心经里面讲的是一样的？是。
所以我们后面又讲说什么真如，还会讲到般若哈。后面讲般若，比如说般若波罗蜜多心哈。那在这边讲真如是体，然后般若是功能，叫做用。这边下面就这一句就是什么？就是真如为体，那为用。
So yes, indeed, it's referring to the same thing. And later on, we're going to talk about prajna. And whereas true suchness is the essence, and prajna is the function of this essence.
然后刚刚我们要讲这一句啊，就是真空为体，妙有为用。
And in fact, we're moving on to the next phrase where it talks about true emptiness is its essence, wondrous existence is its function.
因为我们的心就是什么都不是，但是它有功能啊。这个功能，我们是说无穷尽，还有妙不可言哈。我们今天晚上叫做什么？妙到讲不出来，叫妙不可言。
So, our true mind is not one thing in particular. It's not anything specific. Yet, it has wondrous, inexhaustible function.
我想妙不可言，应该这句话是在讲真如，不是说它这个什么叫妙不可言啊。
So when we talk about wondrousness, or it's so wonderful that it cannot be described, it's trying to describe true nature.
我们叫做真空辉煌辉盛，然后可还可盛。
So there's a saying where true emptiness is neither saintly nor ordinary. At the same time, it is both saintly and ordinary.
所以我们同样的呢，就是我们不是人，但是现在变成什么人？
Similarly, we're neither human, but we just manifest the form of human.
所以从真心这个角度来讲，你什么都不是；可是从相来讲，你现在是什么？是人。
So, from the perspective of the true nature, we are not any particular thing or phenomenon.But from the perspective of function, then at this time we are we're human.
所以从我们讲说，你什么都不是，你不会难过，可是你可以产生难过的感觉。
And so that's why we say because we're not anything in particular, so we won't feel hurt, we don't feel sad, but at the same time.It has a function of creating this emotion of sadness or happiness.
那你可以高兴，可以悲伤，然后可以什么，很有爱心，可以冷酷无情，你什么都可以。
So you have the ability, the function of being happy, being sad, being full of love, or being a very cruel person. All these functions are feasible.
你可以腿痛，也可以腿不痛。
You can feel your leg pain, or you can also say there's no leg pain.
Yeah, 可以应该讲说，可以腿痛的时候很在乎，可以腿痛的时候什么不在乎。
Well, actually, another way to put it is when you're experiencing leg pain, you could either care a lot and or you can tell yourself that I don't care much about it.
你可以对你的长相很满意，可以不满意，但是你没办法把你的长相什么变成你要满意的那种相。
You can feel very satisfied or unsatisfied with your external appearance, but you don't have the ability to change it.
也就是说，我们的心具有种种的功能啊。
So our mind has it has all sorts of functions.
可这边的讲的妙有哈，你说，哎呀，我很漂亮，我不漂亮，我很满意，我很不满意啊， 这个也算是有，但是不叫妙有，这个叫不妙啊。
So, over here they talk about wondrous existence. But when we say, oh, I feel happy, I'm satisfied with my look, or I'm not happy, or I feel sad, I feel happy, those are not wondrous existence. Those are not wondrous existence. The opposite of it.
假设你认为你难过是你，然后满意是你，不满意是你，那这样的话，你要把它操作，就是我们说能够自在的，完全由你掌控，就很不容易。
If you continue to feel that this feeling of satisfaction is a self, or unsatisfaction is self, happiness or sadness, those are, if you still think those are yourself,then it will be indeed very difficult for us to transcend this state, and it will be difficult to become truly free and at ease.
比如说你把你的长相看到了，知道那个长，那是长相，不是你，那你比较可能就是说，被人家骂，OK， 因为被人家骂是一堆语言，对不对？他可以骂你的相，有没有办法骂你的心？
So if you're able to truly see that this form, physical appearance, is not you, then if someone try to slander you and talk and try to scold you, then it will become easier for you to see that the scolding are merely language, and those are a bunch of words. It's really not the self, and also the object of the scolding.The appearance is also not the self.
还有一个人就是有人骂你，骂你的声音可不可以去碰到你，碰到你的脸，还是碰到你的衣服，碰得到还碰不到？
So if someone is scolding you, the sound that they're making, can it even touch your face or touch your clothes?
No. 碰不到嘛，哦，打可能就可以打到啦。
The sound can touch you, but if in the case of if they're hitting you, then perhaps they can.
啊，我们就像讲说骂，就是说，这个人讲话，假设你知道那个是一堆声音，那你的想法也是一堆想法，都是被你认知的东西，这两者基本上是什么？是不会碰到的。
但是会感受到
的
一样，
对，就是对方骂我的声，骂的那个声音，对不对？跟他长得这么丑，对不对？哈，好，那就是声音嘛，对不对？能不能骂到这个脸？这个声音跟这个脸会不会碰触到？
不会，
不会嘛。
So, after all, the sound that they are making, the scolding sound, as well as your physical appearance.Those are merely forms that's being aware, being recognized by your mind. Can those two forms actually interact with each other? Can they touch each other?
会碰，
no, right?
会碰到是第一个，你要把那个他讲话的声音当成是他在侮辱我，对不对？那第二个，你要把你自己的这个你这个长相是认为是我。那接下来你要把你的生气的感觉当成你才，这时候才会什么？你骂的我啊，那我好难过。如果这其中一个样，你知道说语言不可能去碰到我的什么，我的想法，那你后面这个东西根本就不会出来，就出来那个也不是你。
So the forms, the external forms are being aware by the mind, they don't touch each other, they don't interact. They only interact if you, again, erroneously take that person is slandering me as some truth, and my appearance as the true self, and also take this emotion of being saddened by the comment as the self. In that case, then they can interact.But then if at any of these junctures you realize none of it is the self, then they are merely forms, independent forms.
你正在睡觉，有人在你睡觉的时候骂你，你也听不到，请问你会不会难过？
For instance, if you're sleeping and someone is scolding you while you're sleeping, you don't even hear it, then are you going to feel sad?
不会嘛，对不对？那为什么张开眼睛就会难过？那所以表示是问题点是你张开眼睛。
So if you're not sad when someone scolds you when you're sleeping, so and then when you're in your waking moment, then you do feel saddened by it. Then the only it seems that the problem is the fact that you have opened your eyes.
好，另外就是。你卖个耳聋的人，他会不会难过
？Another example, if you're slandering, saying bad words toward a person who's deaf, is that person going to be sad?
啊，结果你的就是哈、啊，就是啊，你还要眼睛又瞎，然后又什么又耳聋，那就，好，那我只是想说，好，那就是那个罪过，就是因为你有眼睛有耳朵。
So.If you say these bad things to someone who's deaf, someone who's blind, then there's not going to be any emotions connect to it. So the problem is that you have eyes, you're able to see, you're able to hear.
那你说你要打瞌睡，你可能没有注意听到，那表示你是你因为你专注的关系，所以不并不是他的语言能够让你难过，对不对？
So if someone has dozed off while you're scolding that person, then again, that person's not going to feel sad. So after all, it's not because of your language. It's because of the ability to perceive.
So we 刚才说你把这些当成把那个像当成我当成声音当成我那把你的想我当成你那这样的功能不是很妙啦就是它是小功能。
So the fact that you mistakenly take the sound as the self, or take the appearance of the self, or the emotion, the thought of sadness as the self, that's why those forms are connected. And these are still the functions of the mind, but it's a very limited function. And this kind of function is not the wondrous function that we're talking about here.
你知道有一次佛陀，有人骂他。然后他就讲说如果有人送你礼物你不喜欢的话怎么办他说就退回去嘛、哦、那佛陀说你现在送我的礼物我不需要、请你拿回去、哦、
So there is someone once in Buddha's time where someone is slandering him and the Buddha answered Well, when someone gives you a present, and if you don't like it, you can return the present, right? So similarly, right now, whatever you're giving me right now, verbally, I don't appreciate it, I don't like it, so I'm giving it back to you untouched.
佛陀这种用叫做妙用、啊、你也可以学学看、啊、人家骂你，你要什么很神闲气定的说，如果有人送你礼物，你要不要？你要非常的什么？安详，你可以直接看了。我看你大概写不成了。
So in Buddha's case, his mind, he's really doing wondrous function of the mind. So at least we can try to emulate that. And next time when someone scolds you, saying things that's not welcome, you can try to copy the Buddha and say.Thank you for your present, but I don't need it, I don't like it, so I'm giving it back to you. And while you say it, you have to also try to be as harmonious as possible, as peaceful as you can. I don't know, will you be able to do it? I'm not quite sure.
Maybe
with practice,
you
can
yell at us now.
Yell,
you
bird.
Robert said, 你可以试试看，我们现在练习看看，你可以现在就骂我们。But Master said, but you're already prepared.
没有，我们请你的老板说你明天不用来上班了，看看你是不是。
Well, actually, we can tell your boss and tell him to tell you tomorrow that you don't have to come to work again the next day. Let's see how you will feel.
I already feel bad.
那为什么？我们做不到呢，其实我们已经什么，把对方的像当成对方，把对方所讲成的语言当成里面有我。 那你也把你的什么感觉啊想法当成我，这个东西假设没有先什么看穿它不是我，你要很平静呢是很难的。
And the reason why we're not able to do as Buddha does is because when someone is slandering you, you already perceive that other person, an actual entity, and the act of slandering as containing yourself in it, and also you already mistakenly think your emotion as a self. So unless we're able to truly penetrate all these false images,Otherwise, to be truly at ease when someone slanders you would be forever be difficult.
I think I have a good question.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
I think I have a good question. In the case of a boss telling you, "Don't come to work tomorrow," you're being laid off. What?Even if you could think this, he's not laying off me, you still start thinking, oh boy, I have rent to pay, I have food that I need to buy, I'm going to need to find a new job, and it's difficult right now. And suddenly you find yourself, there may be wandering thoughts, but the reality is you may not have a place to live, you may have to end up in another situation, and everything could become very, very difficult.What do you do about that?
他的问题是说，即使说你能够知道说他在说我不用，你不用来上班，你被 fire 了，即使你可以看穿这个并不是有实质的我，可是实际上还是要付房租，还是要买食物，要吃饭，那这些生活上的日常所需的东西就没有办法正常的进行。那在这种情况下，你怎么样调伏你的心？
谁想吃饭？谁想住房屋啊？那个是谁啊
？Who is it that wants to eat? Who is it that needs to live in an apartment?
哦哦哦
！I don't know. 啊，如果你不知道就没问题了嘛。
If you don't know, then there's no problem then.
I was kidding.
Me too. So, 我们就是我们刚才讲说，你把这个什么，把这个对方的声音当成里面有我，这也是我们的这个真如心的功能，和它基本上是受限制的。你可以看到它里面没有我，这也是什么真心的功能，就是真如的功能。那这个部分你要学习。
So back to what we're saying, when someone is scolding you in what they say, if you perceive that there's a self in that phenomena, then it is still a function of the mind. Yet this function is extremely limited and narrow. On the other hand, if you are able to perceive that.In that statement, there's no self in it. That's also a function of the mind, but then that's wondrous.
你在整个当中就是声音虽然是有一个真如的心讲，可是你听到的是什么？是声音啊。然后他讲的内容对象，你感知到你的相，这相是什么？是相。总而言之，从头到尾你可以感知的东西都是什么？都是相。那这个相全部是什么？是你感知的相。那你感知的相就是里面没有对方在里面的。那用这样的方式，可能不知道是不是有帮助了啊。
So ultimately, when someone slandering you, you recognize that you realize that it's a sound. It's merely a form, and also your emotion or your thoughts are also forms.So no matter what you perceive, these are all forms that's being perceived by the mind. There's no external or intrinsic external entity within those forms. I don't know, if we think like this, perhaps it would be helpful.
好，我们的时间到了，不能再讲下去，下次再来。
Our time's up. Come back again next time.